Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One independent senator, he identifies as independent, Joe Lieberman, has said, Charles, that nobody wants to take this on because, quote, the gun lobby is that strong.
Well, the problem for Lieberman is the gun lobby is the majority of the American people. It's not a lobby that's stopping all this. The reason that a lobby is strong is because it represents overwhelming opinion in the United States. And how do we know that? The President of the United States, who had this tremendous opening, if he wanted to push the issue of guns after a tragedy of this magnitude, could easily have done it. And he has assiduously stayed away from it because he knows it's a losing political proposition. Liberals in the country want gun control. Democrats don't. They normally overlap, but not on this. The Democrats will not go near this. We're at the height of an election year. They're not going to go near it. So you're going to have a lot of discussion on the talk shows. You're going to have none in Congress, and nothing will happen in terms of legislation.
There is Shannon Bream talking to political commentator Charles Krauthammer about the renewed debate over gun control. Colorado shooting is where we start another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Over on the Daily Show, Jon Stewart blasted ABC and Brian Ross for the coverage following the tragedy, including Ross's inexplicable attempt to connect the shooter to the Tea Party.
You know, obviously when these types of stories occur, news organizations are scrambling to inform the public about the event.
I want to go to Brian Ross here, because, Brian, you've been looking at it, investigating the background of Jim Holmes here. You found something that might be significant.
Oh, that's George Stephanopoulos, anchoring the ABC News coverage of the shooting, throwing to his colleague Brian Ross, who found something, George Stephanopoulos used the phrase, that might be significant. Go.
There's a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
Obviously, the correct response to that statement is, Brian, I thought you said you had something significant. Not, hey, George, let me interrupt you. I put the name James Holmes into my search engine and hit the I'm feeling lazy button. Of course, Stephanopoulos is in the middle. Stephanopoulos is in the middle of doing a lot of things, but I'm assuming he was under the impression that Brian Ross checks out the he's saying on air before saying it. Since Brian Ross is their chief investigative correspondent and not, let's say, the office gossip. So, of course, 2.5 hours later,
an earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's a different Jim Holmes. He is not connected to the Tea Party.
And
what we do know about him is that he's a 24-year-old white male who went to Colorado for a PhD.
No, no. And I am really sorry. Really sorry. Deeply sorry. Deeply, irrevocably sorry to the innocent man that I casually, baselessly, and publicly accused of, I don't know, maybe being a mass murderer. Because when I was Googling his name, I saw the phrase, the Tea Party, and I thought, oh, that's a pre-existing narrative. I should get that on the TV. This killer may have been a member of the Tea Party. Who gives a what does that have to do anything with anything? Why is that? Huh? George, Tea Party, low taxes, Mad Men. You do the math. But hey, no harm, no foul, right? Except harm. And this dude isn't even grounded, doesn't get detention. Your ABC sentenced him to wipeout.
Pretty disgraceful. All right, more from Aurora on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a moment.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
The Hot Hits and Talk Radio, and we'll continue with our focus on Colorado, if you will. We'll start with Talk-O's Brian Thomas. He's got a focus on the reemergence of gun control debates and discussions following the shooting last week.
Let me just give you a little snippet of the epic, monumental, bat crap insane stupidity that comes out of some people's mouths in the aftermath of a tragedy like this. Let's go to one of the people that was elected to lord over its citizenry. And I'm talking about New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. This man was chosen by the citizens of New York to lord over them. This is the guy responsible for 16-ounce sodas. You know, you can't have a 16.5-ounce soda. He wants them banned, right? This is the guy responsible for getting rid of trans fats and bad things and salt. And, you know, the micromanager of everybody's day-to-day lives because, of course, you're not wise enough, smart enough, or astute enough to take care of yourself. That Mayor Bloomberg. Well, here's what he had to say in the aftermath of the Aurora shooting. Talking to Piers Morgan on the Piers Morgan Tonight program. Bloomberg said, in response to Piers Morgan's observation about why do so many Americans not feel angry enough to demand further gun control, because probably Americans are smarter than that, Piers, but beyond that, here's Bloomberg. Well, I would take it one step further. I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to protect you unless you, the public, through your legislature, do what is required to keep us safe, close quote. And by that, he means full gun control. Well, first off, and it has been decided in court precedent that the police are not there and have no legal obligation to protect you. They don't. Their obligation is to find the bad guys that commit crimes, put them in jail, and let the prosecutors, well, keep them there. Or not, as the case may be. You don't see a police officer standing in your home, right? You don't have a police officer at your front door. The police are not there to protect you. Now, they will protect you from time to time if the circumstances allow it. But they're not protecting you right now. Joe, do you got a cop in there with you? No. I'm just glad he's in the back and not underneath the board there where I can't see him or anything below your chest. So, Bloomberg's got the whole idea of protection wrong, but that doesn't matter. It's serving his interest, as crazy as his interest might be, his interest in getting guns off the street and out of the hands of people who are certainly capable of using them and to protect themselves. So, there you have it. A rallying cry to our nation's law enforcement officers to quit their job, to stand on a picket line until, well, Mayor Bloomberg gets his way. Now, I know a lot of law enforcement officers who are not in favor of taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. So maybe all the police don't think like you. Myopically and dumb, Mayor Bloomberg.
Anything new here? Well, let's check in with Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talking about the lawsuit being filed against the movie theater and Warner Brothers, the company that released The Dark Knight Rises.
The attorney claims that the Century 16 showed negligence by not having emergency exits guarded. Also accuses Holmes' doctors of not properly treating the suspect. Holmes apparently had been on various medications at the time of the shooting. He was hopped up on the Vicodin.
Yes.
Brown's legal team also insists that Warner Brothers is partly responsible, as well as because of the violent content of the Batman film that he went to see himself.
Well, we knew this was coming, of course, and I'm surprised it took this long. But that is ridiculous to sue the theater because that the exit was not guarded or didn't have an alarm on it. It's ridiculous. This Holmes could have just as easily come in through the front with his guns firing and worked his way back to the theater. It would have been the same. He was the one in control here.
Los Angeles Associated Press says there seems to be very little of the blame on Hollywood and the backlash in the wake of the Colorado theater massacre that so often occurs when people struggle to make sense of a senseless violent act.
Sure.
It's happened in the past.
Who do we blame?
We could name the movies. Where there's been some copycats, the Columbine kids, they pretended to be in the Matrix, yes. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Many agree that you simply cannot hold art, responsible for the shooting of 12 people and 58 others who were injured in that packed movie theater. The alleged shooter, 24-year-old James Holmes, appeared in court, and the prosecutor, the defense attorney, says they're now considering the death penalty. They want to talk to the victims first.
The victims' families?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why. Just go for it. Do what you got to do. Let the system work.
Well, the defense attorney, the prosecutor, Carol Chambers, she said yesterday this is still very emotional in her town.
Okay.
This was Monday, 2 days after the shooting. And so she says, before we get ahead of ourselves, let this play out. I want to talk to victims' families, the survivors, before we even consider the possibility of pursuing the death penalty. And out of respect for the survivors and those who lost their loved ones, we're not going to get ahead of the game here. I think she was very considerate.
I don't know. It maybe some people would see that. I think she can create a lot of confusion with that. Do what you got to do. Let the system work.
She says no matter what she decides to do, it will affect them.
Yes.
And she wants to be considerate of their emotions. Keep in mind, this was Monday. Now, what she says out in the public may be completely different than what she does in a courtroom, but you got to let this play out. Well, I think she was being very sensitive.
I think she's worried about political correctness here.
And no, I don't think she's.
I think she's worried that someone might get upset at her decision or the court's decision, whatever happens. And I think it's going to create more confusion. What if you have one group of that wants to pursue the death penalty and a couple that don't? And just let the system play out here.
Coming up next, let's talk about Penn State and the fines and sanctions. That seems to be stirring a lot of debate and discussion on sports talk radio and general interest news talk radio as well.
Mm-hmm. What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the news talk media, or what we talk about is what's in the news. Talk host Jim Rosso and Paul Klee talking to sports reporter Bob Asmussen, who says after Penn State was hit with the sanctions from the NCAA, they may as well have gotten the sports death penalty.
Where do you want to start here, Bob? I'll leave it up to you.
Well, start with the shopping spree that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
For every college coach that needs, say, a guard or a, like, say, Tim Beckman, or needs a tackle like, say, Tim Beckman,
mm-hmm.
Every coach in the country, I promise, is looking over that roster going, who do I have a connection with? Who do I like? Who did I recruit before? It's a, I don't think Penn State's going to end up with much of a team on it by the time this thing gets all said and done.
Why not? We brought that subject up early in the show, Bob. When's the right time to pursue these free agents? Now?
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Immediately. And I don't, again, you can do anything you want because everyone, the Big Ten, NCAA, Penn State, I said these guys are free agents. They're on limits, basically. So you can get anybody you want, and I think that's going to happen. And I think Bill O'Brien has to definitely be rethinking this whole decision to take that job. He had no idea what was coming, obviously, and he can say he did, but he didn't, because he didn't think his program was going to get destroyed for the next decade.
Here's where I would disagree with you a little, Bob, on that. If I'm Bill O'Brien, it's the greatest job there is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, you're getting paid a whole bunch of money to basically have a no-pressure situation. You're not expected to win a game, much less keep it within 40. Now he's got, well, it's going to take a while. He has no pressure at all. Now these players, of course, are going to move on. Any chance Illinois gets any of these people, Bob?
I think everybody, because they made it clear Big Ten teams are eligible to take these guys. So, yeah, I think everybody will pursue guys. Yeah, I think Illinois will go after a guy or two. I would if I were them. And I don't agree about the Bill O'Brien thing because I think coaches, their favorite thing, although they love security, the favorite thing is to win games. I don't think he's going to win games for a decade.
Here's another radio host, Lance McAllister, talking about the punishment against Penn State and whether or not this closes the door on there being a college football powerhouse forever.
I'll be real honest. I have bounced back and forth over the last, year plus on this Penn State issue from the feeling and the emotions of repulsed and sickened to bored and tired of it. So, and I bounced back and forth between the two. To me, it's been boring and tiresome from the standpoint you've heard it over and over again, and at the same time, it's opened up the door for all the sycophant and the apologist along the way, and that makes my head hurt. And then you go to the other end where it's repulsive and it's sticking and it's uncomfortable, and you don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it because it's icky. But then there's reality, what happened today. We're talking about an iconic football program, an iconic coach. Joe Paterno would be in the conversation, if not on the Mount Rushmore, of coaches in the history of sports. Penn State is one of the blue bloods of college athletics. They won a title under Paterno in 82 and 86. They had 7 unbeaten seasons. They've had a Heisman Trophy winner. They've gone to 43 bowls. They've had 22 players inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. They've had 5 NFL players inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They've been known as Linebacker U. They've made 264 national TV appearances. They are Penn State. At least they were. The Penn State we knew is gone for good. Mark it down. And you can debate all you want about who did what today and what power did they have to do it. And you can debate death penalty, no death penalty, should have been a death penalty. All I know is this. The NCAA, led by Mark Emmer, took a big shovel, and he started shoveling. And he shoveled, and he shoveled, and then he shoveled some more. He dug a grave, and he pushed Penn State's football program into the grave. No ladder, no food, no water. He looked over him from out up top, and you know what he said? He said, good luck. It may not be the death penalty in the truest sense of how you and I understand it with SMU. This was a repackaging, a representation. This is the new death penalty. This will be slow. It will be painful. It will be crippling.
800-510-8255. What's your reaction to those conclusions being made by some? Up next, your calls on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's about 33 minutes after the hour, and the trending material at Yahoo includes this discussion of the Aurora, Colorado shooter. We get to your calls here, 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with a welcome back in to our conversation about the shooting, about the shooter, about the Second Amendment, stronger gun control laws. People don't understand why it's taboo to bring up the issue of gun control. A lot of websites under scrutiny that sell this sort of thing. 800-510-8255, certain amount of politics. There's always the bludgeoning of the NRA that takes place during these discussions. So before we actually get to a long series of callers, let's listen to an excerpt from a television program hosted by five ladies on ABC called The View, where they... here, scrutinize the shooter's first appearance in court.
You know, James Holmes, James Holmes made his first appearance in court yesterday, appearing dazed and confused and groggy at times. You know, what did you make of that? I mean, I'll tell you what I thought. I thought, if this guy planned everything this meticulously, did all of this research on the internet of how and what, and he is a man who studies the brain and what can be done, this could be a really good acting job.
I think so. I think he's faking it too. Especially, I heard that, you know, maybe they gave him some medication in the jail. Why would they give him that? I don't think they would do that.
Looking to assert the death penalty.
He's playing us, this guy. I don't trust that at all.
I just think so many people run towards that insanity defense. But, you know, you brought up a good point when we were talking about Hitler, and if you hear voices in your head, I don't know. But
well, hang on. This is all, you can be, I do believe that you can be highly intelligent and also have a mental disease. Right, and an intellectual disorder.
Another brilliant
Exactly. So I think now the question becomes, is the end result, is the crime, is the murder, is that still as equal of a crime, right, deserving of equal punishment if the person behind the gun has a mental disorder or disease? You need to, and I think that's the question we're all going to be, you know, asking for a while.
Describe it. I mean, dumb people kill and smart people kill. So what's the difference? The dead person is the dead person.
Yeah, but dumb doesn't mean, mental diseases do not mean dumb. They don't mean crazy. And I think part of the discussion has to go to the point that we need to address this before the fact, not after. And I think we're in a really muddy time with
this. I think it's a tough conversation that we're going to have to keep having.
800-510-8255. All right, we'll have this conversation and the interesting thing about this in terms of developments, one of the victims from the shooting gave birth to a baby boy yesterday. Katie Medley and her son were both doing great, according to Colorado University Hospital spokespeople. Her husband, Caleb, however, remains in critical condition at that hospital. He was shot in the head during the shooting, and trying to raise money to pay for his medical bills, because he doesn't have any insurance. Man, will that be an interesting conversation, right? Four people have been arrested in separate movie theater incidents since this shooting took place. This is so sick. This, by the way, the sidebar conversation with a lot of people is that the Batman movie franchise is dead because of this. Pardon the use of the term. Not coincidental, but yeah, there are a lot of people, and maybe it ought to be. Maybe all of these horribly violent movies ought to be put down, put away. I know people say, that's not them that caused it. It is. There is a psychological trigger to these sorts of things. Some people just can't handle it, as the ladies were discussing just a few minutes ago. Let's get to Joe in Wisconsin, who has no doubt about what should happen to this shooter.
This is premeditated. He ordered all these rounds, and through the course of these weeks that he ordered these rounds, he had to have consciously thought through everything he was going to do. So in this case, I cannot find one more circumstance that would justify the death penalty. And my personal belief is that every human being in this world knows of the difference between right and wrong. So I'm going to stand by my guns. I believe that he should be put to death.
All right, who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You're following us, so you can certainly, at DougStephan.com, by going to the listen box. Jennifer, you're in Texas, and you have some things to say, so please go ahead.
I used to be a prosecutor. I handled things as difficult as child sexual abuse cases. And I'm civil defense litigator. Now, the prosecution always consults with the victim. They don't. The victim doesn't tell them what to do, but they always consult with them just to make sure that they're informing them correctly about what decision the prosecution is going to make. And they do take some of what the victims say into consideration. And with a case like this, with all these victims, not even been how many days, of course they're going to want a meeting with all of them to explain their position, to explain how they're going to proceed with the case, because prosecutors owe victims some explanation and some communication. I mean, we don't technically represent the victim. We represent the state of Texas or whatever state you're in. And, you know, I'm sure she'll probably go forward with the death penalty.
800-510-8255. Well, I was going to relate that sentencing of the Philadelphia Monsignor for the sexual cover-up to this, but let's just let this stand on its merits for the moment. 800-510-8255. Tyson calling the countdown from California.
I think that the Second Amendment right to bear arms, just like the First Amendment right, is going to be challenged. You could take away guns. You could take away all assault rifles to where people just have bats and knives, and crazy people will still commit crazy things. They're just going to find a way. I just think that this can be worked out to an extent by counseling. There was obviously some issues with this gentleman at school, possibly with the family. You nip it in, you know, in the rear ahead of time, these people won't commit these acts. And I got to tell you, it was in a movie theater in Century City, California, and the alarms went off. And it is absolutely nerve-wracking because we all sat in the theater not knowing what to do. You're sitting there, you know, ready to see a movie, and I can just imagine how those people felt.
800-510-8255. Can you, is there any way you could put yourself into a situation like that and imagine how it would feel to be in a situation that was that scary? 800-510-8255. Paul's in Bend, Oregon, listening to the countdown.
If you look at it, the Second Amendment is there so the people have the right to keep and bear arms. So if a citizen's militia is needed to form, they are able to. The people are armed. For the people calling the AR-15 used a military-style assault rifle, that is completely incorrect. An assault rifle is fully automatic. That was semi-automatic. Yes, it had a large magazine. However, well, studies have shown, you look at Britain, gun homicides have been up 40% since handguns were made illegal in Britain. Everywhere where gun control is instated, handgun homicides go up. They go up because criminals do not care about laws. They don't care about a misdemeanor charge when they're going out to commit murder. This is common sense. If there was a concealed carry holder right behind this gentleman, he could have ended it in mere seconds by putting a bullet in the back of the gentleman's head. Making people defenseless is not the solution to gun violence. Governments have killed more than have massacred more. Hitler, 20 million. Stalin, 40 million. Mao, over 20 million in the first couple of years. The ultimate number is unknown. Before they do this, they always, always disarm the populace that they're trying to protect. They get people to beg for them to be disarmed. Then tragedy ensues.
800-510-8255. What are you hearing from these callers? Is there any thread to this? Is there any consistency? A lot of talk about assault rifles. Not too much talk. I'm really sort of surprised that there aren't more people in on the political side of this. That is why the president and Mr. Romney are not talking about this. We all know that the 800-pound gorilla in the room is the NRA, which is pretty sickening under the circumstances. It isn't the guns that do it. There's no question it is the people. But the availability of guns seems nonsensical. And that's really what... But these guys both are running away from this because the NRA and Wayne LaPierre are so powerful. They influence so many people, politically and otherwise. Is something about it that just doesn't kind of screw in tightly. 800-510-8255. Lots of opinions, lots of information, lots of thoughts. Help yourself if you want to get on board to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and our continuing discussion by listening to all these stations that we monitor around the country to get what the number one story and topic is of the week. This sure is going to be it. 16 before the hour.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry, calm.
Come here.
Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Well, a lot of people sure want to talk about this, and with good reason. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. We're discussing the Colorado shooting and the implications of it and some of the other things that are connected one way or another. Mr. Romney, in fairness, did say new gun laws are not needed after Aurora. And I think he's probably right. It's just the interpretation of them, or I don't know, it's one of those things that's extraordinarily gray. Rose, listening in Brantford, Florida, wants to be next on the countdown, and she is. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Doug. No responsibility has been, that I've heard, has been put on the people who sold him the ammunition online. Shouldn't they have, wasn't that a red flag? Somebody's buying 600 rounds of ammunition?
Well, I think it's a red flag. But what, other than exposing them and putting them under the microscope, that may be where Romney is not right. There's something wrong about being able to get this stuff. It just, most people you talk to on the street will tell you the same thing as you're suggesting. There is no reason, and you can say, well, there may not be a reason for a lot of things, but they're legal. Okay, so maybe that's what we ought to make illegal, because you don't know who's buying this stuff. At least if you go into a store, you're going to know, and then you can scrutinize. Those parts of the law need to be better enforced. But I think you may be right, and maybe authorities are going to look at this. You never know, because, again, there's so much power on the side of the NRA here. And there's too much power wielded on either side and not enough in the middle. And I think that's pretty much always the case when it comes to the extremes. And this, my heavens, is certainly an extreme. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Listening now to Dan, listening to WJOL in Illinois.
You can do all the criminal background checks you want on people before they get a gun. But what about psychological testings? I look here on TV. I look at you. You look like a great, normal, clean, kind of American man. Psychologically, I don't know what's going on in your life. You know, people don't know. But like I said, you can do all the criminal checks What about psychological checks? It's just like you give somebody a driver's license, they get a brand new car, something snaps in their brain, and they go through a crowded intersection and kill 50. Do you blame the car? No, you blame the person. It's not the gun. It's not that piece of metal. It's a person behind that trigger.
All right, let's come up with something new here. Daryl in Michigan, your thoughts, please, on these people.
The assault rifles that they're trying to ban, semi-automatic, one pull the trigger, one shot. It's no different than the Glock he had, Glock pistol, which carries 15 rounds by itself. It'd be the same thing if they had the same weapons to use to kill people massively if they wanted to with a Glock pistol. Third thing is, when you think about it, with 320 million Americans in this country, it's kind of amazing that this terrible thing, has not happened more often.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 862237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. What are the facts here? And what is conjecture? Part of the discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown Show that surrounds the shooting and some of these other incidents that are taking place. Adam is in Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, Adam. You're live on the countdown.
Well, I just wanted to say that I don't think there should be a limit put on the amount of ammunition. You know, we go through quite a few rounds on the weekend.
Buying ammunition online, there should be no limit on that?
Well, particularly we don't buy online.
Yeah, but you don't, then that's okay. That's swell. That's good. You can be held accountable. But people who buy online aren't held accountable, and that's the difference. That may be the only nuance to this that further discussion. Do you agree?
Well, I guess you could have further discussion, but...
So you don't think buying ammo online ought to be limited?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you're not in the mainstream on that one. Thanks for the call. Chad, go ahead. You have some thoughts, and we're happy to hear them on the countdown.
Yes, sir. I heard you mention that you were looking for something a little different, you know, and I, you know, as far as, you know, the weapons, ammo, you know, we could talk about that all day, but I think one thing we can all agree on is that, you know, that this stuff wasn't happening before, and yet that stuff was always available and it wasn't a problem. So,
well, when you say always, what stuff? Certainly the ammunition that we're talking about for some of this automatic weaponry, that hasn't been available online.
Some automatic rifles and
Right. I'm talking about all the... I think the problem here may boil down to the access of ammunition and not being able to be scrutinized by some of these people in the stores. Now, it's true you could go from store to store to store to store and buy if there's some limit that gets placed on it. But with all of the thing that really I'm interested in, Chad, your opinion on this, with all the technology we have today, with the ability of somebody to scan your driver's license, let's say, and that's, you know, in terms of IDs, oftentimes in liquor stores, for example, if you're going to buy liquor, you got to produce an ID and it gets scanned on one of those barcode things, just the same as your credit card would get scanned. So why wouldn't we do the same thing for ammunition or guns? You can buy all the guns you want, but you got to be scrutinized, and people need to know who it is that's buying it. And if we're going to have, we have so much ridiculous regulation on us in this country, why isn't there regulation on this stuff?
Well, just in my experience, again, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, I was an infantry guy, you know, I collect rifles. You know, some people will go to the range every once in a while, and you go through a lot of ammunition pretty quickly with those rifles. So if buying 1,000 rounds, I'll go to the range sometime with 4 or 5 friends.
How do you get the ammunition? Where do you go to get it?
You can go like cheaperthandirt.com, or there's a lot of other websites you can go to.
But how do you identify yourself as someone who's legally authorized to buy this stuff?
I believe, and I, you know, it's been a while since I purchased. I believe they ask if you're a U.S. citizen, if you're over 18. You know,
but how do you prove it? You can say yes to all that stuff. Do you have to prove it?
Oh, that I, you know, that much, Doug, I can honestly say I cannot remember if I had to, you know, send them a copy.
Do you think
I don't
it would be?
All
right. So, but do you believe that would be something that would help those of you? See, this is what I'm trying to do in a manner of speaking: get people who are using, like you are, this stuff legitimately, to not be on the hook, to not be criticized or scrutinized.
Well,
and if there's better regulation, then you, who are entitled to do it legitimately, have no problem.
I do have somewhat of a suggestion for that. You know, it's hard to get bulk ammunition at a good, reasonable price. If you go to a sports store, like at most gun shops, it's really overpriced. So a lot of people go to the internet because it's a lot cheaper to buy a, you know, foreign-made military surplus ammo, stuff like that. Mm. If they have local, you know, places that you could go to get that, like, because gun shows aren't every day, you know, if you could get that, then it probably would definitely be better, and you could, you know, you could make sure that somebody that was buying it was of age, wasn't, you know, a problematic person.
See, that's
person.
The thing. There's not enough scrutiny. With all of the things, these rhubarbs that people get in over too much government regulation, where we're falling all over. I mean, look at the there are 40 different inspections that food goes through by 40 different agencies in our country. Why isn't some of that money spent? We're wasting hundreds of millions of dollars on that. Why are we spending money to legitimize the purchase, the sale and purchase of ammo to people like you who are legit? That's a question, it seems to me. I mean, I'm not a genius, but I can figure out. If I can figure it out, somebody in government someplace ought to be able to figure it out and figure how to make it happen. And so maybe we'll leave on that thought. Chad, thank you.
I think that's
really the essence of all of this in terms of handling the problem of getting this ammunition. Don't you want to make sure that people who are getting it legitimately, like that guy, are entitled to it? Why don't we have the technology to do that? Food for thought here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.